moments of melody coming your way, the program with the music for your heart. Do you enjoy going to auctions, to sales? If so, then listen to this confession by a certain author. When the daily paper arrives, my wife hastens to cut out the auction advertisements and burn them. Otherwise, I would attend the auctions, all of them. I have a mania for them, no matter what's being sold. One hot summer afternoon, I found myself standing for 2 hours in the blazing sun at a bicycle auction. Nothing else there, just bicycles. That has to be considered a strange use of time for someone whose storage shed already housed 4 bikes. At one sale, the auctioneer held up a device incorporating 2 cogwheels, 3 prongs, a spring, and a lever arm. When the auctioneer called for a starting offer, one cautious bidder asked, "Well, what is it?" The auctioneer examined the piece with a puzzled look and then replied, "Well, I don't know, but if you've got another one like this one, you'd have a pair." Everybody laughed, but somebody bought it. Over and over again, as I've attended auctions, I've found myself saying, "They paid that for those?" I'm sure some of those people have later said the same thing to themselves. And I wonder if some dweller in a far-off planet looks at God's redemptive transaction here on earth and thinks of his choices. He paid that for those. Well, I thought that was a sobering thought, worth some consideration. The Lord Jesus died on the cross to pay our penalty. He paid all that for us.
The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why don't you let him come in? There's nothing in this world to keep you
against me. So many seek to harm me. I have so many enemies. So many say that God will never help me. Lord, you're my shield, my glory, and my only hope. You alone can lift my head now bowed in shame. I cried out to the Lord, and he heard me from his temple in Jerusalem. Then I lay down and slept in peace, and woke up safely, for the Lord was watching over me. And now, although 10,000 enemies surround me on every side, I'm not afraid. I will cry to him, "Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God." And he will slap them in the face, insulting them and breaking off their teeth. For salvation comes from God. What joys he gives to all his people. Yes, salvation comes from God. We can't even make a down payment. He paid all that for us. He died on the cross that we might live. Have you thanked him lately?